My friend just... Now what, you mean other than the main, that there's a bed in the bedroom and then a little alcove, she had one for her small daughter, which later she used as a sewing room.
Mm-hmm. Did she have a special name for that?
No, I think she called it my little room.
Okay. I was wondering if you've ever heard of anything like a sink bedroom.
Uh-uh.
Or a sleeping, sometimes a sleeping house is another word.
No.
Sleeping house or sink bedroom. Sink bedroom is a this little
uh-huh.
the term, but I've never
listened to
that. So. And on the windows, the things you...
You're speaking of shades, breeze curtains.
No, I'm talking about, now on rollers you call them
shades.
What are blinds? Do you ever use the term blind?
Yes, we had them all over one house we lived in.
But
Venetian blinds.
Venetian blinds don't mean Venetian blinds, do you?
We had blinds outside and Venetian blinds inside.
What
blinds are the shutters
uh-huh.
that come on the outside and can be closed and you can't open.
Uh-huh.
We have movable shutters over there on the
uh-huh.
pass through there, scaled from outdoor blinds, I guess.
Okay. Now, in the bedroom, where you hang the clothes up, that is a
closet.
All right. And have you ever had a movable one, something like that, that you could?
No. Now Bell's family had a wardrobe.
Mm-hmm.
It must be what you're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, but I had a great deal of difficulty with that with Mrs. Hilby. She insisted that she calls the closet the wardrobe.
Many people do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's quite true.
Yeah, and there's no,
there's no black and white about it. That's a wardrobe.
That's where she didn't move in it. In some houses, above the ceiling, there's an area. Sometimes we use the storage area.
Oh, the attic. We don't have one of those.
And in the kitchen. Oh, what do you call these things here? But these white, you have these white doors. What?
Louvered doors.
Yeah. What's behind those?
Closets.
Oh, those are you'd call
storage
them.
Closets.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You call. I was going to point those out to Mrs. Hill, but then I thought, no, I didn't know what those were. You know, I thought maybe you'd have to had opened up a completely different area terminology, so I avoid it. In a kitchen, sometimes there's a little place with a small. Something like a closet, we store canned goods and things.
Pantry.
And you had a little room where you kept old, worthless furniture and implements and things like that.
I believe most people call it a junk room.
And you call the stuff that you put in there?
Junk.
Okay. And every morning, someone goes around and...
Sweeps.
Or sweeps and dusts all of those things together. She... You might...
Cleans.
Yeah. You know, I asked Mrs. Hill about that, and I asked her about reds up, and she's not got a lot of bad words. I don't use that.
My grandmother did.
Yeah, I know that. I think that's
my German grandmother.
Is that right?
Uh huh. She always read at the table.
Uh huh. Yeah, I think that's about two generations, but that's interesting. Maybe it's I've never thought of it in terms of as a possible Germanism, but it could be.
She's the only person I ever heard use it.
Well, you hear it a lot in Western things. Old fashioned, and you sweep the floor with a
broom.
Right. And if we're talking about this in relation to this, you could say this is
what the ashtray's on the stool.
No, it isn't now, though. Now it's
beside it, a little lower,
or
behind it. Okay.
In back of or behind it.
Behind.
Right. The
however, I might tell you that the supermarket was back of the